بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atan, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
For today's discussion on Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs, we want to talk about paying ziyarah to the tomb of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the holy city of Karbala, and whether this could be a saving path for us to remove the effects of our sins. We know that so many people commit sins during the life. According to Islamic beliefs, some of their sins might be major, some of them minor. But according to the Shia beliefs, paying visits to the tombs of the holy shrines of the infallible Imams, especially Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, might erase some of the effects of the sins that exist in our soul. Is this true or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As a whole, yes, it is true, because we have many riwayat and ahadith in which it is said that ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam will remove the ma'asi or the sins or the effects of your sins. But we should be careful that it has some certain conditions, that what kind of ziyarah and pilgrimage we should perform. And then the other point is that what types of ma'asi or sins can be forgiven based on the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Thirdly, what are the reasons?
Yes.
By which the ma'asi or the sins will be forgiven by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith, in the riwayat, it is mentioned that ziyarah should be with ma'arifah, with knowledge, with, let's say, particular type of perception and understanding about the Ahlul Bayt, about Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Ziyarah with ma'arifah. So ma'arifah means that we should recognize, we should perceive truly the status, the position, the imama and the wilaya of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, and we should know what we do, and we should know who is Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, and we should know what is our duty, what is our responsibility in the presence of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. So these are the things that we should know. Then if we go to ziyarah, the ma'asi and the sins will be forgiven. Based on this important fact that we should know that A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam are like heavenly or divine lights. When you approach towards light, you get far from the, let's say, darkness. The yes. more you get closer to yes. the light, the more you go distant from the, let's say, darkness.
And this must be with a niyyah, isn't it?
With a ma'rifah, with spirituality, with ma'rifah, with intention.
With a sincere niyyah. If you want to pay visit to the holy tomb of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it must be with an intention in your heart.
Of course.
And what must be that intention?
The intention should be there. Ma'rifah, knowledge should be there. And also we should know that when we go towards A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam, actually we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are Khalifatullah, vicegerents of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. So that's why when you get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Imam, to the prophets, of course it means that you get far from shaitan or satanic kind of things. So that's why when you go towards light, you forget about the darkness, and you should not return back to the darkness.
Yes.
If you yourself return back to the darkness, then it's your problem. Mm-hmm. But if you forget about the darkness, if you go towards the light, of course, you will be enlightened by the light of the heavenly light of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam.
Yes.
And then there are different types of sins. What types of sins can be forgiven based on the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein al-Zatul Salam? We should know that sometimes some people commit sins knowingly, deliberately, intentionally, So this kind of, or for example, they sometimes make fun of, for example, religious, let's say, duties, religious rituals, and they commit sin willingly and, let's say, intentionally. These kind of people will not be forgiven, because it's a kind of irtidad if you make fun of Islamic beliefs, if you make fun of Islamic rituals and, let's say, rulings and laws. Of course, these sort of people who intentionally do these kind of things knowingly, willingly, of course, it's a kind of irtidad that will not be forgiven. But sometimes we commit sin mistakenly, not deliberately, not willingly, mistakenly, out of, for example, ignorance, out of, let's say, sometimes we forget, for example, since we are forgetful. So this kind of sins which we commit out of, or for example, sometimes ignorance or ghafla, we can say, or mistakenly. So this kind of sins will be forgiven by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the position of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the great sacrifice that Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam made for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the highest status and position and rank of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive these kind of people.
That's right.
Because the more you get closer to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, it means the more you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you get far from shaitan. Mm-hmm. So that's why you will be forgiven, you will be enlightened. Yeah, this is the effect of ziyarah.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
There must, I think, a promise must be made here too, that I do not do that sin again, isn't it?
Exactly, as I told you. As I told you, that when you get closer to the light, you should forget about the darkness.
Yes.
If you yourself turn back to the darkness, of course, you put yourself again into the darkness.
And can we do tawbah to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam? Or no, we must direct
tawbah should be done
Allah.
Yeah, for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yeah, we can ask Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam for intercession, for shafa'ah. Yes, that would be true, yes.
Okay. I think Arba'in Waq is one good example of a person who wants to somehow be cleansed or be purified of the effects of the sins that he has done. You know, if he takes a look at this journey as a spiritual wafering towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the gate of the holy shrine of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, I think most of the effects of the sins will be changed into the positive one, as you said, the light.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's spiritually talking, the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, ma'rifah of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, has its own, we can say, existential effect on our soul, on our existence, we can say, because the soul of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, the ruh of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, is so great and so, we can say, magnificent, that it has its own effect on our soul, on our, let's say, spirituality, on our mind, on our mentality. That's why when people perform, let's say, wholeheartedly, truly, the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, they change their mindset. Actually, their mindset will automatically be changed out of this ziyarah, because of this ziyarah, which is with ma'rifah, which is with knowledge and with good intention. That's why it seems that the ziyarah itself has a very good kind of effect, positive effect, on the people who do the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's right.
That's why these people, if they do not commit the sin again, if they do not go back to the darkness again, if they keep themselves going towards Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi wasalam, remembering Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, they will be forgiven and they will be guided by Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi wasalam in their life.
That's right. And we know that according to the spiritual irfan, or it's better to say Islamic irfan, every sin that a person does has its own effects or dark spots, big or small, on the soul of a person. We must know that maybe so many of the mistakes and the sins that a person done in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and himself can be forgotten or forgiven. But the sins that you have done to the people around, I mean, we are talking now about haqqun nas, are very much difficult to be, we can say, deleted or erased, the effects of which will be erased. Is it so, Shaykh?
First of all, we should know that haqqun nas is totally different. Mm-hmm. Haqqun nas can never be forgotten, can never be forgiven by the others, because you should ask the person who can forgive his haqq or not, his right. But it seems that, for example, it is possible for Abu Abdullah Hussain to ask someone to forgive this one. So this way, it is possible that sometimes may, because of Abu Abdullah al-Hussain, some people might forgive each other. It is possible. But of course, we cannot say that even Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very explicitly that you have to be careful about haqqun nas, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive haqqullah, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the right of the people should, it is difficult,
Sometimes the people do a sin, they ask for repentance, they pay a visit to the holy shrine, they ask Allah, and after a while they do a sin again. Will the punishment this time will be more? I mean, twofold, twice, or something like that?
You know, the point is that we should be always careful, you know? We should be always cautious about what we do. This being careful, being cautious, remembering Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that we are in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, this is very much important. But of course, since human or insan, the term insan comes from the root of nisyan, which means forgetting.
Yes.
So that's why insan is a forgetful creature. We might forget sometimes. We might mistakenly again sometimes commit sins. But the point is that we should always direct ourselves towards that light, towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not turn back to the darkness, to jahala, to ignorance. This is the way that we can say that if the person is directed himself towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though sometimes he might mistakenly commit some sins, but if he always ask forgiveness, if he always make repentance in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course he will be forgiven. That's why we are told that every day when you go to the bed, you have to ask forgiveness. You have to say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. For every day you have to ask forgiveness. Because, of course, during the day, it is highly possible that you mistakenly commit some sins.
And live as if this is the last moment and the day of your life.
Yeah, of course.
That's right. You have to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Because there's no guarantee that you may wake up in the morning or not,
That's right. So if the people change their look at the Arba'in walk and Arba'in procession as a way towards purification, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think when they are back from this journey, there will be so many changes in their soul and spirits, spiritually speaking. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن